Yhteistyössä HAM, Helsingin kokoinen taidemuseo, hamhelsinki.fi.
So, I think we have Tuuri Vrones on line. Welcome to Radio Helsinki.
Hi. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, your exhibition Big Water just opened at HAM, Helsinki Art Museum. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to show in Finland, and I'm super excited about this. Also, the museum, HAM, it's been so nice to work with everyone there. They're so professional, so, yeah, such a great staff, and yeah. Been really nice to come to Finland.
Yeah, you were in Helsinki last week, I think. How did you find the museum? How did it address your art? Not the people there, but the space.
I mean, the space itself is super exciting because it's like this old tennis hall, and it has like this high ceiling, and I mean, I really love to work like very dynamic in the spaces. So for me, it's like this really nice place to work because I can hang stuff from the ceiling, and I even have a sculpture going through the floor, like the floor.
Yeah.
So no, it's super exciting, and the space itself is super nice.
Yeah. Title piece of the exhibition Big Water, that is a large scale 6-channel sound and video installation featuring these furry creatures that move slowly to the rhythm of the ocean and tides. How you came to that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I guess there is like many answers to that, but I think like intuitively I am really longing for this kind of state where you can be ageless or genderless or just like something else than the real world somehow, that is always have like these stigmas connected to who we are and how we present ourselves. So I think it's kind of like this, it was probably in search for some freedom, I guess, or like this other world that I wanted to create these creatures. And then I was asked, like the whole video installation is kind of based on two different performances, like one in Krabi, Thailand, and the other one in north of Norway during the winter time. So it was like 1 hour with light during the day.
Yeah.
So, and it was like, I think also because today we have so many borders everywhere, like we divide countries, all these things. And I think these creatures have the freedom of just, they've been swimming from like Thailand to Norway and just through the sea in a way. And I think it's a lot about the ocean, the whole exhibition somehow. Yeah. And just how that actually connects all of us somehow. In the same way as the birds fly so freely from one side to the other side.
Yeah, I just came from the exhibition and I thought about consumerist culture and gender roles and body image pressures as well when looking at the videos. Am I on the right track?
Yes, I mean, absolutely. And I think like the performance in Thailand was kind of shot on this island. Or like we did it on this island, and right opposite from the island, there is this really touristic beach, just full of pieces of meat in bikinis. Mm. And I think like these creatures kind of become something like the opposite of that in a way. And there is like a story connected to it that that they are kind of born out of the tears, like the mountain that is crying, and then these creatures are born out of that cry somehow.
Yeah.
So that's the story.
Yeah. And the feelings I felt when watching it were like empathy and hope, but also like this really deep sadness as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. I'm really happy you got to see it and to, yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And I've noticed that when art nowadays has elements from nature, I immediately start thinking about the climate crisis, even if it's not like straightforward commentary about that. Do you think that's inevitable?
I mean, of course, that is like one way of looking at it. But I also think that my art is very much about what the viewer kind of gets when looking at it. Because I also think it's about the strength of nature in a way. Like, because I really think that, I mean, we can try to do whatever we want, but I feel like always nature has done it before us somehow.
Yeah.
And I think, of course, I mean, the environment and how we treat nature is so important. But I think also it's a way of just like look at nature, how amazing it is.
Yeah.
And just like, yeah, celebrating the nature as well. And just how fluidly and freely, like the freedom in the ocean and all these movements, just like formally, but also just like graphically. It's so amazing. Yeah. And strong and yeah. Powerful.
Yeah, sure, yeah. And when viewing the video installation, the platform where you sit, that's not your ordinary chair or what. It's like this round platform that rotates slowly. How you thought about that?
Yeah, I mean, I really love stuff that is just like spinning and moving and is like in transformation. So I guess I I work a lot with performance, and I also love to like make something for the audience, like something like physically. I think it turns so slow that sometimes when you sit there, you don't understand that it's turning until you're like, oh, what? Wait.
Yeah.
I turned around or like, and I really love this like subtle physical, just deforming the natural rhythm or, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
also
go ahead. No.
Yeah. Also for the specific performances, the audience had to, like in Krabi in Thailand, they had to swim or paddle to see the performance. Mm. And in Hochstad, they were driven in a boat, and we had made this anchored up like this platform in the middle of Arctic, and they lay down on their belly with like water binoculars, and the performance was happening under the water. So I think, like, when you ask about this circulating tribune, it's kind of like just a way to kind of change the body of the audience somehow.
Yeah, yeah. I found that like, well, immersive, yes, but even trance-like or something like that.
Yeah, nice. That's nice. And I mean, there's a lot of other stuff spinning also in the show, like, other sculptures and, yeah.
Yeah, there was this one piece where there was this cross that was rotating, and I, of course, had to take a picture when the cross was upside down. I don't know what that tells you about me, but...
That sounds, yeah. I mean, actually, we had some trouble. Last time I was showing this piece, the battery broke suddenly. And for a whole day, it was just stuck the upside down. I think it creates like another label of the whole show.
Yeah.
But I think that is life in a way. I mean, it is. And also, I mean, very much today, also the brutality of religion. And also the amazing thing about the religion. Mm. And I guess this opposite goes through the whole show somehow.
Yeah.
And I think also just by showing a cross, it doesn't belong to all different culture, like religion. So it's also just in itself like you exclude someone and include someone. So I guess there's a lot of layers in that very symbolic piece in a way.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, there was a lot of black metal bands where I grew up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
As well.
But talking about your other work as well, your work often blends different mediums, sculpture, video, sound, performances, like you said. How do you approach like integrating these different mediums into a cohesive art piece?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it's always about operating with this kind of trying to balance the space somehow, and that means like to have this constant dynamic map in your head. And I think I just think about like how it looks, like the visual, the movement, and the sound. All these elements are kind of just like one body in a way.
Yeah.
And then and it just works parallel in the, or at the same time in the brain. So it's more like, okay, but if this moves over here, maybe I need something to be calm over here. Or if there's sound, maybe then I need less movement. Or yeah, it feels very natural because I come from like this background of those different mediums.
Yeah. I believe you have somewhat history in music as well.
Yeah, that's true. I used to be this vocalist in this rock band for 11 years, actually, before I went to the Art Academy. And of course, that was a lot of just touring and a lot of performative work. So I guess this is also connected to my practice somehow. But when I started the Art Academy, I was so happy to kind of focus, like I started to just perform under blankets and like with masks, and I guess this is connected somehow to these creatures that you see in the show, and this freedom of just becoming something else kind of creates, it makes you even more closer to who you really are somehow. Like I felt that I could sing so freely with a mask instead of had to be this pretty front vocalist.
Yeah.
Which is so boring.
Well, music is a strong tool in amplifying or setting the mood. Do you think like your musical background gives you like this different perspective in visual arts because of that?
I think you're very right. Sound and music has like this extreme like psychological power. I mean, it can freak you out or it can like embrace you. And I really am super interested in this way of working with sound, like, and definitely to like combine like in that piece at Hum, Big Water. I mean, the sound piece is the thing that kind of tries to connect those two very different worlds that the creatures are connected to, like the hot Skabi and the cold, dark Norway, and then the sound just trying to connect it to one kind of. So, I mean, it has all these elements that you can play with, and I think it's super interesting to work with sound.
Yeah.
And it's also very visual, like, physical, not visual, but physical, because it really moves in space, and it is kind of, even when I sing, I feel like I sculpt, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, the creatures, they play these flutes and move in like a trance-like motion, but I think the music we're hearing there is played by Oslo Jazz Ensemble, am I right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Mm.
How did you work with them?
Yeah, so I very much compose live. So we meet and then I have like some sort of like a form that we work out of. But it's really a lot about improvising within strict frames. so this was actually recorded after the performances. Yeah. So this was recorded specifically to combine those two. And it was also nice because the flutes are local instruments from Kabi, and then this ensemble is like local from Norway, the place where I live, and super nice musicians that I really love to work with. So it is very just like improvised, and then you smell at it like live, and then you continue, and you just, I work very intuitively with Well,
like I said, Big Water, that's touching and even sad at some parts, but some other pieces in the exhibition have like these humorous aspects and more lightness to them as well. Are those how important elements, or is it the balancing you mentioned before?
I think we always need the contrast to actually understand, to get some of it in a way. So if you want something to be good, you need something to be bad. So it feels very natural with humor. And it's very I think it can open up for audience to kind of maybe access different thinking, or so I think it's really nice. I don't know, I just feel very natural connected to humor in my work, I guess.
Yeah. Thanks for the interview, Tori Vrones, and the last question is about the piece named Portal, and it got me thinking that from which direction I would want to enter and where would I end. And I was too scared to make a decision, so I didn't walk through that. So I need instruction from you.
I think you should just jump in it.
Yeah.
Like, whenever you get a chance, you just jump and see where you land.
Yeah, that's a great, great ending for this interview. Thank you, Tori.
Thank you.
Yhteistyössä HAM, Helsingin kokoinen taidemuseo. hamhelsinki.fi